At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome aboard. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy card tonight. To close the last hour, I told you that we found out about another game in the NFL. DK wasted little time. Chiefs are a 4-point favorite week two at home to the Bengals. Total is 49.
Okay.
So the two-time defending champs will open up against the Ravens Thursday night football, and then the following week against the Bengals in week two. And then we were asking the audience earlier today, and you can respond on X at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Pauly Howard. Tonight, such a great night in sports. What are you going to be watching mostly tonight? Right, you're going to be watching NBA, NHL, and where does Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever rank? This is from Willie. Main TV will be NHL. Secondary will go back and forth from the NBA and WNBA. Nothing compares to playoff hockey. Canes in seven. Femmanuel.
Yeah.
Bruins, Fever, Knicks. That's going to be my TVs 1 through 3. I have futures on points and assists. I'm going to be watching all summer. Good for you, sir. As will I, as will Paulie, as will many of us. From Hagen. He's surprised that he... What about this, Paulie? ESPN has not switched out of the network assignments for the NHL and WNBA. You have a series 3-1 and two Canadian teams playing and a phenom making her debut. I'm a little surprised by that as well. I thought they were going to make an adjustment here and put the Fever on ESPN tonight. But it doesn't matter. Yeah. You get it anyway. Yeah. So,
well, the other thing you can do, and I can pull this off, you can, if you have HBO Max, you can watch the NBA game on your laptop. Just fire it up with the Knicks game.
Sure.
Because with HBO Max, you get all the TNT basketball games too. So you can pull that off, but nothing better than the Garden rocking for a pivotal Game 5.
Right.
But I expect, and it's my favorite play of the tonight and probably of the week, I think Florida takes out Boston and it's over. I mean, this has been total domination the last three games. Now, it's been, Matt's right, it's been kooky, funny. I don't know. How do you explain Game 1? The Bruins were off the 7-game war. Against Toronto, the short turnaround. I guess it was the week off layoff, maybe, for the Florida, and Boston buries them. And then it's been all Florida since then. And I know the last game was close and the controversy and the Bruins got hosed, but the shots on goal and what's happened, it's just finally there's some cracks and Swayman here as well. And I think Florida much the best here, and this line has moved considerably.
So how do you want to bet it? What's your approach?
I bet in regulation.
Bet them in regulation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They're today at DraftKings are -2,500 to win the series. Bruins are 12-1.
I can't see the Bruins winning.
Coming back and winning this thing?
No.
Okay.
But they're hockey players. They're tough. And when you count them out, that's when strange things happen. But this is, Florida's too good. And it's just been total domination the last three games. And I would also, there's only one game tomorrow. Right back with the Stars in regulation. How about this? So game one, they're up 3-0 and blow it, right? Game two, they led 4-0. Got the empty net, 1-5-3. Colorado was the best team at home this year. Did you see what they did? They beat them 5-1 and 4-1. And Colorado's 0 for 11 on the power play in the series, held the two goals at home, blown out both games. Shots on goal last night in the first period at one point were 16-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the news that one of your best players fails a drug test. Quick side note, Google what happened last year with this guy in Seattle during the playoffs. Allegedly Russian mob and a girl with my passport was stolen by, quote, bad guys. It was nuts. So, and they've already, they had enough of the guy, too. I mean, they said he made his choices, and the nameplate's already out of the locker room, and he's out for at least 6 months.
So take yourself, then, inside that locker room. How does it affect the rest of the team?
Oh, it's demoralizing.
I think it
has
to be, right?
The guy was a big reason you beat Winnipeg.
Of course.
Like, all the 9 goals or whatever it was.
Sure, you're going to take him away from, and he had, what, 9 goals, I believe, in the playoffs already? So that's now eliminated from you, and you get that news right before the game starts last night? I don't know. I mean,
well, Dallas is the better team. You lose him, and Dallas is bringing, as DeBoer said, it's been their A-plus game.
Now look at this series price.
And Ottinger has found his game.
Look at their series price compared to the Avalanche are 7-1. And you're taking that guy out of the lineup now against a team that has been just awesome against you.
Dallas is $7 or the takeback is
$7? No, the takeback on Colorado is $7. Okay. Yeah, because you were going to lay $7 with Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a look.
Okay.
Maybe put it in parlays and stuff like that, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, how quickly this has changed. The Rangers were recently minus 1,600. That happens when you go up 3-0, and now they're down to minus 240 today.
Yep.
Hurricanes could do nothing for the first two periods, but the Rangers never put them away last night.
Well, they were outplayed. I mean, that was... How about this? They have... Carolina, I believe, is 1 of 21 on this series in the power play. They've allowed 2 shorthanded goals.
Yeah, 2 of them.
The Rangers are better shorthanded than Carolina's been here on a power play. So I think it's 1-0. They get the shorthanded goal. You kill off the power play, the penalty. There's 17 minutes left, and then it's just an ambush and a blitzkrieg.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fantastic. I mean, that team that showed up in the third period was dynamite. And they got housed in their own building. So now it's, as the player said after the game, we're going to find out what we're made of. You're right. Now you got to go to Carolina. The extra day off will help them, I believe. Game 6 is Thursday night. So that'll help the Rangers. But what a third period by Carolina. And that's a tough one. You're 17 minutes away from taking them out and moving on to the conference finals, rather. And now you got to go back to Carolina. So shutting them down, great job. I think the special teams will be the difference in Thursday's game.
Yeah, I know you ranted yesterday against the Oilers. You're so tired of this team.
Well, Skinner, too.
Enough. So from a betting perspective, though, I had to do it one more time before this turns into odds-on favorite. And if he hits it again tonight, it will no longer be even money or plus 105. Mm-hmm. I had to bet Leon Draisaitl over 1.5 points yet again. It's what I think every single game but one so far in the playoffs. And it opened up at close to 2-1. It's still... you might be able to find plus a couple of pennies on that. And I had to been betting this ever since, so I got to do it one more time here. Will they win the game? I have no idea. They're completely unreliable, and I don't want to lay a big number with this team basically ever.
It's a joke. Shots on goal last game, 44-18.
Yeah.
There was a good write-up about, here, is their window closing? And, well, I don't. It is because the point of the article was you can't take them seriously because of the goaltending.
Mm-hmm.
And they're never going to win a Stanley Cup with this goaltending, and you can't count on the guy. I can't believe he had a shutout in the first round. I cannot believe Edmonton won a game 1-0. But it's, okay, well, you play the Kings. They're overmatched. You beat them every year. And then it's put up or shut up time, and this happens. So it's so frustrating that they can be a legit contender and win a Stanley Cup, but they won't address the goaltending.
I know there's a comparison here, by the way. Because when you have Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and others, by the way, when you're loaded on offense – and yet it's the same story. There's got to be an analogy out there in the four major sports. There has to be. Where it never came together and they wasted the primes of two of the best players in the entire league and the best player in the entire league. And it never came together. Can't even come out of the Western Conference. Maybe they do it this year. Maybe they figure it out somehow. I don't see it happening.
Well, the Angels couldn't have a winning record. They Trout and Ohtani. But this is, I'm telling you, you're going to look up and it's like, well, we missed our chance.
They can never even make the playoffs, though.
Huh?
At least the Oilers make the playoffs and you actually have high expectations for the team.
Well, the other thing you had is what, and full marks to Vancouver to be 4-0 on the road to the playoffs, and you're doing this with a third string goalie, too.
All their games are one goal games, by the way.
Yeah. But it's what happened that transpired at the end of that game. Are suspensions coming? The double cross check to McDavid? That's ridiculous.
Of course it is.
He's the biggest star in the league. You can't allow Vancouver to get away with
Paul,
that.
Paul, even if
those
he's
should,
not.
Those should be huge. Yeah, true. Those should be major suspensions coming with how that ended, not what they did to McDavid after the game.
The double whammy like that?
Yeah.
Come on. You got to step in here.
You got him high and low. The guy got him from the side and from behind him.
From behind
him,
right?
Yeah. Getting him in the front. So we'll got to tie this to two. And again, blowing game one looms large now. Up 4-1 late in the second period. You lost the damn game. But it's, you know, Skinner can't have any confidence. 44,
can't
18
imagine.
Shots on goal. You lose that game and give up four. And then what happened? You won in overtime. But the third goal he gave up in Vancouver. All-time bet. That's a peewee goal. A shot from the boards. A wrist shot that he lets go over his shoulder.
Yep. Yep. And then we have two NBA playoff games tonight as well. Again, I'd like to sit here and tell you that I am absolutely going to fire on the Timberwolves, but I like what Matt Youmans said about 35 minutes ago. There's nothing wrong with this, by the way. If you don't attack the game before it tips off, you can always go into a game hoping to get a better number with an in-play.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I asked Doug Kazarian, and I'll give you the early tease here. But I said, Doug, how many times do you think, all your years doing this, you can get a better number in-play NBA? He said 90%.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So you're right. I mean, is it really going to be, is Denver going to come out and just blast them?
Well, again,
is Minnesota going to come out and blast them again? And if you want to take the dog and you're not going to get a better
number.
Yeah, it's
going to be 18-4 out of the gates
right,
at home.
I can't envision that scenario.
But we can't, this was only a week ago now. We cannot forget what the Wolves did in the first two games on the road against Denver. We can't forget that. Now, the Nuggets had plenty of time to figure it out, and they have, and Murray's playing better now than he was in the first two games. But I will remind you again, specifically in game four, that was Anthony Edwards with an A-plus game that they wasted, and really nobody else played that well. Cat was a total minus. The others, who have been so big the entire year for the Wolves, never played well. You said this earlier. You don't think you can play Kyle Anderson at this point.
No.
But there's still at least seven guys strong, and I expect things out of Alexander Walker and McDaniels, and they just haven't been there the last couple games at home. I would not be surprised if players like that play much better in this game tonight. And I think we're going to get a war here in this game.
Yeah, but this is where you see where big game experience and being champions, that matters. And I think that showed the last two games with Minnesota. How do you come out like that in game three? I mean, Paul Charchin was right. It was the biggest game and at least for a Minnesota sports team since 2018.
I know how it happened.
But it,
that was an absolute all-time A-plus game in Game 2. Had 4 days to get ready for it, and you had Gobert back.
Yeah.
It was a terrible combination.
Can't be fat and lazy.
All right. Paulie thinks this sport has gotten too big. Do you concur? Up next on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day.
Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Oh, a lot going on in the world of sports, and a great job by everyone involved here. Check out VSiN.com. Mr. Cohen, let me get you a table. Props from Zach Cohen, the shoemaker, writes about all the stuff going on. Props, win totals in the WNBA, which starts today. Wes Reynolds on the PGA, the best guy in golf. Lombardi with a win total in the NFL. Best bets, betting splits, odds by state, betting tools, betting guides. Great articles. Check it out, VSiN.com.
Great moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur? Concur with what, sir? Do you concur?
All right, right off the bat, let's get to it. And I know you had some interesting news yesterday. Is the NFL... The NFL is too big. Do you concur?
I do, yes. Yes.
I have one direction I want to take it. You start.
So let me, and this really hit home to me yesterday, because I love the idea of the expanded playoffs in college football. Mm. I think most people do. I can't wait for that. So we are going to have, on December 21st, there is going to be three college football playoff games that day. Three of them. Do you know how awesome that is?
Yeah.
Well, guess what the NFL is going to do this year? According to reports, we are likely to have either a double or a triple header on the same exact day. How unnecessary is that? How over the top is that? How down your throats is that? And it's the Thursday night football. Look, I mean, this doesn't mean I hate the sport. I don't. I love it like everybody, right? It consumes my life like everybody else for 5 months, 6 months out of the year. But it's now turning into every single day. I hate Thursday night football. The league should eliminate Thursday night football.
Wow.
It's too much. Now we're going to have Christmas Day games on a Wednesday. Awful job by the league. Stupid. You're forcing this again. You should not be playing football games every single day of the week. And we're getting to that point. What's the problem in major? Remember, we have, you know, for those of you who are younger here, 30, 35, below that, you don't remember this, but there was a time when Major League Baseball was the king. It was humongous. What's been the problem now for too long? Way too many games. It's boring. It's dull. It's every day of the week. NBA's regular season. Way too long. Eventually, this is going to be a thing in the NFL, I believe, as well.
They're so popular and also arrogant that they're just going to do what they want. You shouldn't be going against a college football playoff game, and you shouldn't take away...
Absolutely not.
You shouldn't take away Christmas Day from the NBA either. And they just don't care.
No,
they're
going
to do
care.
What they want. And the other thing is, you're going to have to spend over $800 now to watch, if you want to watch every NFL game, because of what they have their hand out. Let's put a game on Netflix. Let's put a playoff game on Peacock. Let's get a game on Amazon. They're everywhere. Now you have to have so many things that you have to have. And it's also where it's this mindset with, you know, producers and TV networks, and it's just got to be NFL all the time. No, it doesn't. There's a lot going on. Like, I'm watching ESPN last night. They're showing the Ranger game. It's like, how about a little pregame? How about some little talk about the Ranger-Carolina game coming up, which you're televising, the number one market? It's Dan Orlovsky talking about who had a better offseason, the Ravens or the Chiefs?
Yeah. And I'm
it's early May. Come on.
Yeah, and maybe I'm wrong in this. Maybe the groupthink here outweighs what I'm about to say. I can't imagine there's a scenario across the country where we have to listen to and hear stuff about the Jets and the Cowboys 365 days of the year.
That's right.
There's no way that's possible. It does not exist.
I refuse to believe sports fans and the viewing public wants that all the time, you know, especially when it's not even football season.
It's every day of the year.
Yes. Yes.
There is no new angle there with those two teams. Now, if you want to talk about it every day with other teams involved, that's great. But you can't just pick those two teams because it's a number one market. And it's the, you know, America's team. Are you a big fan of Thursday night football?
I like it, yeah.
Ah.
But that's okay.
The games have been piss poor for a long, long time, but they are, on top of everything else, I'm not a big fan. You want to do anything else with your life from Thanksgiving until President's Day? Good luck.
Yeah.
Right? That's a long stretch where it's just nothing but football.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark to win MVP is a horrible bet. Horrible value. Do you concur?
Totally agree. I do concur with that. You cannot bet Caitlin Clark at the current price. Now, I think she opened around 20-1, but I will remind you again, one rookie in the WNBA ever has won the award. That was Candace Parker many years ago. She averaged, I think, 20 a game. She was worth like 7+ win shares. At this number right now, even if she wins, it's a bad bet because the number is terrible.
Yes.
You can't bet her to win it. Now,
I'm rooting for her, but I don't.
No, of course.
You'd think she's going to struggle. And these girls are going to be out to set the tone and send a message early on. Is she just going to come in and dominate? But that's why it's so fascinating tonight and moving forward to see what it looks like.
Sure. Watching the playoffs in the NBA every night, specifically the Eastern Conference, made me think of this yesterday. Because when you stop and think about it, Paulie, the Milwaukee Bucks, even with a title, have been the most disappointing team in the NBA the past 5 years. Do you concur?
I'll put them ahead of the Sixers.
Well, who else is good in the Eastern Conference?
The Sixers couldn't even make a conference final, but that's okay. To your point, though, while I concur, look how they won the title. That was the year everyone got hurt.
Yeah, but that happens almost every year in the NBA.
I take umbrage with what people are saying about this. Oh, it's such an easy path for the Celtics. But that Milwaukee team, you faced the Nets, but Kyrie and Harden got hurt. You faced the Hawks and Trae Young got hurt. And then that was the year Anthony Davis got hurt. And I think the Lakers were going to beat the Suns. They were up 2-1, and Anthony Davis got hurt, and then Kawhi got hurt.
Yeah, but you know what's happened since then? The Bucks players have been hurt a lot. And on top, this path for Boston is all-timer. And that's what I'm saying, though. The Bucks, they bow out early, with the exception of the title year, almost every single season.
Blowing it against Toronto was also bad.
Terrible.
That team was awesome. And won game two by 30 points. Yeah, I'll agree with you there.
Charles Barkley is right. I can't stand it that every basketball player has to be compared to somebody else. Do you concur? The Anthony Edwards, Michael Jordan stuff. I'm glad that Edwards actually had the common sense to say, can we stop this earlier in the week?
Well,
it's every single time with every single new player comes into the league.
That's a tough one. I see his point a little bit, but I didn't think it was over the top. They weren't saying he's like his. It was just saying, like, his game kind of resembles what he was doing in the run that he's on, and, like, get on my back, I'll carry you. I don't think anyone was saying, okay, he's going to win 6 titles, whatever, but...
it's not just with him, though. It's... Watch what's going to happen with the draft that we have coming up. First of all, again, everybody calling it weak. I disagree. I think there's some really good talent in the draft. But every single player will be compared... Like, Dalton Kanek will be compared to who? Larry Bird? Because he's another really good white guy?
Well, that bothers me, right, when they do that.
It's so lazy, it's incredible.
Yeah, that is lazy, but that's people want to do that. They're like, who do he reminds you of? What game does he – who could he be like? What's the comp for an NBA player, the kid coming out of college? Who does this guy remind you of? That's just how it goes.
Who's the first person to compare Reed Sheppard to Rex Chapman?
That'll happen.
40 years ago, went to Kentucky, short white guys who can jump like crazy. Yeah. It's just like, oh, my God, that's the best you can do?
Okay, so MVP, how about Rookie of the Year? WNBA rookie, the field at plus 450 is not worth betting. Do you concur?
I don't think it is.
Really?
I don't think it is.
Plus 450, I get everyone else?
I went back and listened again to some of our stuff from last summer after the NBA draft, and we said on the air that we think betting the field against Wemby was a good idea.
Well, I thought it was an injury concern, though.
Well, and they had to play 65 games,
that's
was the thought back then, too.
Yep.
So If she plays the whole year, Caitlin Clark, I think, is going to win the Rookie of the Year. There's a lot of good talent that came into the league this season.
Yes.
But even if she puts up, if she averages 16 a game with 5 rebounds and 7 assists, and they go up in their playoff team, she's probably going to win the award.
I think I saw, was Reese 9-1, something like that?
Yeah.
It could be higher. What do you think? I think she'll be a stat stuffer with a lot of rebounds and
block
assists.
Shots.
But that she's on a their win total is 12.5, though. So that, how many games are they going to win? That's a tough one.
You bet it over, yes.
Huh?
You bet it over.
Yes, I know. But yes, I'm taking the case for Reese, though.
Yeah.
Or Cordasco maybe could win it. So
Brink from Stanford's really, really good.
Yeah, right. Is she on L.A., though?
Yeah, the 9.5 is the win total.
Oh, yeah. So that's... You're really going to have to put up big numbers. That's
I'm saying barring injury, if Caitlin Clark, and it's a 40-game season, if she plays 35 or more games, her award.
Quickly. So we touched on this last week, but I had Game of Thrones that time. Now I have an example, because you texted me. How much would you pay to watch the final two episodes of The Jinx right now? Robert Durst gets on the stand in the next episode.
Because I'm now fully caught up, I would pay... What's a fair number? I just wanted to watch the rest of the show so badly yesterday.
Sure.
Oh, hundreds of dollars. Just give it to me right now.
Yeah, right now. $500?
Maybe.
Pay-per-view?
Yeah.
$4.99.
I would probably pay it just because the show is so good.
Yeah.
There's something in every episode where I'm like, how?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Chesnoff, the big attorney out here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
No way. It's Al Lasso for me. Chesnoff, horrible job if you watch the episode. That's terrible advice.
Nigel Seeley next. What a huge match today, Man City and Tottenham.
All right, great time to jump in. WNBA starts today, our second major Thursday, PGA, second round NBA, NHL playoffs. Schedule comes out tomorrow in the NFL. Sign up today, 2 months for free with the VSiN Pro subscription, so it's 14 months for less than 50 cents a day. Promo code FTM, every bet, every host, every guest, 19 hours of live programming, betting splits, dog videos, VSiN.com/subscribe. 14 months, $199, less than 50 cents a day. Code FTM.
All right, this should be the first of what I believe is going to be two appearances from our next guest this week, because it's the final week of the Prim, and today's match is so large with futures and outrights.
Tell me about it.
Nigel Seeley joins the program now, PremierSportsPlays.com, and he is on the Progressive Guest Line. Nigel, okay, so Arsenal, they're leading City by a point, but Man City with a game in hand playing against Tottenham today. Fascinating how this breaks down with the final week here of the regular season. What is your analysis of this game today?
Good morning to you guys. Yeah, it's going down all to the wire. It's going to be a fascinating evening this evening and a very much eagerly anticipated match between Tottenham and Manchester City. If you're not new to what's going on here, in the Premier League, obviously, there's only two teams that can win the Premier League. Manchester City are currently second, and Arsenal, who's occupied that top spot, just 1 point ahead. Man City do have that important game in hand. And Arsenal will be hoping for a favour this evening from their arch rivals, Tottenham Hotspur, who there is no love lost between these two sides. There are Tottenham fans all over social media saying that they want their side to lose tonight to prevent Arsenal from winning the Premier League title for the first time in 20-odd years. And so it's a real, real fascinating affair. The conspiracy theories are already out. The press conference is all been about, are Tottenham going to try for this match? But let's look at Tottenham's predicament here. Tottenham still have a chance to make the Champions League. It was a draw last night for Aston Villa, which means if Tottenham win their final two matches and Aston Villa lose at the final day of the season, which is quite conceivable because they play Crystal Palace away, Crystal Palace are in great form, then Tottenham will make the Champions League. And that is worth hundreds of millions of dollars for Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. So any idea of anybody thinking that Tottenham are going to lie down for this one? I don't think they are. I really don't think they are. But if you're looking at the odds here, the odds will imply that the betting public, the betting bookmakers suggest that Tottenham may not perhaps give 100% in this match because they are being priced up at 6-1 at home to beat Manchester City, which I think is a little bit disrespectful to Tottenham, really. And they've got a new manager who wants more money to spend in the summer. He wants to bring in new players to be a Champions League team. Will maybe that extra lure to bring the players in. and they've got an owner who is very, very money orientated. So if you look at the betting for this match tonight, it's unlike any betting I've seen for a long time in a Premier League match. You have Tottenham at $6 to win the match. You have Man City at -275. And the draw here, which is pretty not good for anybody.
Right.
Neither size model. That's 5-1.
Right.
That's probably the biggest price I've seen on a draw in the Premier League this season. But at the weekend, Liverpool play Wolves in the final day of the season. And the draw in that match is currently 8-1. Which is the biggest prize I've ever seen for a draw in a football match. And Man City play West Ham at the weekend, and the draw in that match is 14-1. So we're going into funny time of prices now for the end of season matches. And you know, you've got to look at this and think, right, okay, what is the need? Well, the need for both of these sides is they both need to win. They have to win. It's a draw is no good. So that would then imply goals. But let's look at these lines for the goals. Over 2.5 goals in this match tonight is -$5. I mean, that is just incredible. The Asian line is $4 with four goals a push, and around about even over four and under four. I've never seen levels like this. Every part of me is tempted to go to play that under four goal line because four is a push. Every part of me is thinking about that, thinking, well, that's got to be a bet because, you know, you may say a 1-0 win is great for Man City, a 2-0 win is great for Man City. They don't have to win 4 or 5-0. They just need to win. So that sort of does get me a little bit excited. The four goal line, which I think is a little bit exciting. But let's have a look at some other factors in this match as well, which make it more and more intriguing. Is Tottenham? No, Man City haven't got a worse record against any other team in the Premier League than Tottenham Hotspur. They are Manchester City's nemesis. Now, Man City are going for the four times to win the Premier League title. In the last three seasons when they went to and won the Premier League title, they went to Tottenham last year, lost 1-0. They went to Tottenham the year before, lost 1-0. They went to Tottenham the year before that, lost 2-0. They went to Tottenham the year before that, lost 2-0.
Wow.
Man City haven't scored in the last four times they've gone to Tottenham.
Come on.
And Tottenham have won every single match. This is a team that Man City do not like playing. Earlier on in the season, Tottenham went to Man City and it was a 3-3 draw. In 2019, Tottenham knocked Manchester City out of the Champions League in a game at the Tottenham Stadium, which ended 1-0. So in Man City's last five visits to Tottenham, they haven't even scored. They've lost every single match. So this is a lot tougher. This is a lot tougher than those odds would suggest here. And I'm not ruling out. I don't believe this conspiracy theory that Tottenham are going to just let Man City win this so their arch rivals don't win it, because there's a lot on the stake for Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. Champions League football's on the line here. If Tottenham didn't have the Champions League and they knew they were safe in sixth or seventh in the Premier League, I may buy into that argument. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I really don't. I think this is going to be a real tough ask for Man City tonight. And I think that Tottenham might give them a game. Like I said, I probably couldn't bet it. I'm just giving you the stats. I'm giving you the record. You know, Tottenham are the bogey team for Manchester City in the last 5 years in the Premier League.
That's amazing.
But I would have to play the under four.
I think
the under four goals with a push at -120 is just ridiculous.
There's so much going on here. I mean, to go for the four, Pete. And as you mentioned, the draw's no good either. Because the goal differential, and that Arsenal has the goal differential in with the tiebreak.
Yeah, but I've seen matches before in the Premier League, Paulie, where people said the draw's no good for teams and it's 1-1 with 5 minutes to go and they're hitting the crossbars and it's ended the draw. You know, just because it's no good doesn't mean it can't end it. But 5-1 for the draw is a disrespectful price. But I just think this goal line, I don't get the goal line. Why is the goal line four goals in this match? I don't. It's not like Man City do not have to go. Well, it would help them to win. All they need to do is win. It does, you know, if they win 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, okay, there is a goal differential factor. But if they win this match, the Premier League can't be won on goal differential.
That's right.
It's impossible. It's mathematically impossible.
If they get it,
so
it's over.
I don't see this four-goal line being any – I've got to play the under here. Because if there is a chance that Tottenham aren't really trying so much, then they could get to 2-0 and say, okay, we'll give up at 2-0. But I think this might be quite cagey. And as I say, the last five times these two played in this match, everyone's ended in a Tottenham win. Everyone's ended in a Tottenham win to nil. And every one of them's cashed under 2.5 goals. I just think this is a crazy set of odds for a crazy scenario in the Premier League.
I saw odds because if Man City wins and they take on West Ham Sunday and they're like $11 to win at home. How about the Tottenham's in poor form here, though? I mean, lost to Newcastle 4-0, close one against Arsenal, but Chelsea shut out, lost to Liverpool, and struggled with Burnley at home.
Well, I think there is a, you know, you could turn around and say it's been a long season and they're running on empty, but this match is it's a big game. This is you know, there's a lot of media attention on this match over here in the UK. It's a big match. There was Arsenal fans outside the Man City hotel last night letting off fireworks all night so they can't sleep. So this is a big match here. Don't, you know, for implications in this match and also for Arsenal Football Club as well. So if they can't get themselves up for this match, they shouldn't be professional football players. So I think they can turn it on their head for this one match. You've also got to remember Man City have got a big game at the weekend as well, which they've got to win. Then they've got the FA Cup final as well. They are a different beast, Manchester City, but none of these factors that Tottenham do need to win themselves for Champions League football, the recent history in this match where Tottenham always seem to get a better, none of them has been factored into these odds. All the bookmakers here and all the betting public, I believe, will be thinking that Man City need to win the Premier League title, and Tottenham are rivals with Arsenal for that. So you put the 2-2-2 mm-hmm. together, Man City win. I'm not sure it's going to be as clear cut as that. I don't think it will be as clear cut. These are professional footballers at the end of the day who want to play for their club, and their club will benefit. If they win the next two matches and Aston Villa slip up against Crystal Palace, their club will benefit by a tune of about $100 million. So I don't buy that.
Well, Nigel, that was a phenomenal analysis. Great to have you on the show, as always. We'll talk to you again coming up a little bit later. The PGA is going to be underway when we talk to you on Thursday. Do you have a pick to win this week?
I've had a very small bet on Tommy Fleetwood.
Yes.
Okay.
The Brit here. Yes. Just a very small bet on Tommy Fleetwood.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll go well. I think the course will suit. It's in good form. Always been the nearly man. I think he might just finally get over the line in a major.
All right. Very good, mate. PremierSportsPlays.com. He's on X at @Sealy_Nigel. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Yep.
Well done.
Back at you. He joined us on the Progressive Guest Line. You agree? Under four?
Yes.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense when he's talking about that.
History. My God.
Oh, how about that? They haven't scored.
Blows my mind.
Not only
are they're a machine. I mean, they're going for a four-peat, but this has been a house of horrors for them.
Every game, 1-0, 1-0, 2-0, 2-0. Yeah. Just can't score, losing matches left and right.
Yeah. Well, what I meant by that, the draw's no good, meaning it kills City. Not that it can't happen at 5-1,
yeah, yeah,
but I'm saying Man City can't draw. It doesn't help them.
In Pocket plays next, and we have the Week 1 Monday night opener. It's juicy point spread total next here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
The guy has has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1. You're up.
Hey, you like that Malinsky special last night? The Rangers returned home after a 10-game road trip. Shut out.
Yep.
7-0. All right. Got to turn this franchise around. I've been ice cold for 2 weeks. Panthers to win in regulation. It's moved. I bet this yesterday. Minus 135. It's been complete domination the last three games. And I think they close out the Bruins at home tonight. White to win the finals MVP. 45-1. That's moved. But it's going to be hard now with the way Tatum's playing, but
no,
I think that's a great number.
Oh, no, yeah, great, phenomenal number.
Yeah, you all got that right. I know, but I'm just saying how the aggressive Tatum is a problem for that bet. Hurricanes to win the East. Got a shot in the arm now, got some life. Down 3-0, now it's going game six. Bolton plays Saturday. I bet Bolton to be promoted after they did so well in the first leg. They advance. They play Oxford United Saturday. If they win, they go all the way up and get promoted. Chicago Sky, over 12.5 wins. I'll back my guy, Scotty Trabuco, says it's free money. Let's not get carried away, but I like it as well, and I think the Sky have a decent season. The Caitlin Clark props, again, the season starts tonight. Under 134.5 made threes if she goes over.
Like that
is
a
WNBA record if she goes over. And then under 21.5 points per game. You know, it's also, if you want to look at it, the points where it's how it's worded or how it's offered. I think it's 849.5 for total points. Again, only three gals went over this last year. One of them was the MVP. Think about that. It's hard to do. Will she average that many a game? And then a couple golf as well, getting excited for the PGA. Cam Young, top 20, plus 210. Top 10, 5 of the last 8 majors. We just need top 20. And I like the Humans angle with Justin Thomas on his home course. He is plus 175. Back on the bus, Gus. No hole in one, minus 150. Tough course. Water could be a problem. And I'm back on the bus with that one. But let's go.
All right, so I had the Guardians last night. Part of it was the Malinsky special. Also,
yeah,
as I pointed out, the Rangers' offense is broken right now.
Yes.
So that was the winner at plus 101. The Mavericks, no good, minus 115. I also added some of them in play when they were up and lost that one. So take it out of that game, but I'm glad to lose it because of Thunder futures. And now they're $1.55 now to win the series. A couple of bets I added yesterday on the season. Here, this is a season-long bet for Caitlin Clark. It's a yes-no. Shop around. A lot of books were adding this yesterday, getting ready for tonight's debut. Will she average 22-plus points per game on the year? I bet the no at plus 130 on that. And tonight's game, Caitlin Clark over 6.5 assists. I bet that at even money. So there you go.
Playoffs heating up. So is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Oh, tonight's huge. Both series tied at 2. Pivotal game 5. You'll be blown away by the menu and everything. But by the way, Brunson is only 275 to have most points tonight. Game 1, he was 5,000. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Code VSiN. New customers bet $5, get $150 in bonus bets instantly only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Two more games added today to the NFL schedule. That comes tomorrow night, by the way, when we get all the games. So we learned earlier this morning that the Chiefs are going to open up, well, you know, the game on Thursday night against the Ravens, but now their second game of the year is also on the board. And this is not a schedule leak, according to Adam Schefter. Every network gets to announce at least one game before the schedule tomorrow night, whichever one they would like. So this is going to be Chiefs at home week 2 against the Bengals. KC's lane 4, total is 49. So they open up Ravens Chiefs at home.
Tough.
Also, this is in the last 20 minutes. Monday night, week 1. Jets, to our point, talking about, but it's Aaron Rodgers' second consecutive year opening on Monday night.
And back in the Bay Area.
At San Francisco. Have you seen a number yet?
No.
You want to take a guess?
I just saw the number.
Okay, well then.
They flashed it while you asked me.
I made the Niners 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the Niners are five.
Here come the Jets, Mitch.
The Niners are five, total 46.5.
Yep, and both teams have won their respective divisions. And these are both playoff teams, no doubt. And
I'll tell you this.
Great start.
At the current prices, I like the Jets more than the 49ers to win the division at the current price.
Yeah.
And what the Jets were like a couple of months ago as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a great game.
Well, that's a terrific way to start the season.
Sure. Rodgers going back home. They'll stop at Haight-Ashbury, huh? Lombard.
Now, that is listed. Are we going to get the doubleheader on Monday night?
No. They don't do that anymore.
It's not going to happen?
We had three last year, but
right.
It wasn't week one.
Okay. So, because, yeah, this game's,
they got rid of it.
This game's listed at 8:20 Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
Tells me it's not going to happen again this year then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got...
To my point, though, about being too big and too arrogant, everything you have to have now to watch every game.
Well, yeah, again, the apps that you have to download, subscribe to.
Yeah, week one, second game, the Eagle game's on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
There's another playoff game going to be on Peacock and or Amazon, whatever. Amazon, Peacock, Netflix, YouTube with the package. You're in for $800 and you
would
have all these apps.
Derek Stevens should have built some condos here. I'd like to just sell the house, buy a condo here, and then just walk downstairs so I can be in the book every night. Be a hell of a lot easier. That'd make it nice. Major League, by the way, Doug Kazarian coming up in 10 minutes. He's going to be in studio.
Hey,
loves the NBA, the WNBA. He's hardcore on WNBA. So it'll be great to have him in as that season debuts tonight with Caitlin Clark. Some numbers today to look at. The Phillies, they came from behind to win. They got to Edwin Diaz last night in the ninth.
They're hot.
They are now, they're 29, 10-3 in the first five on the year. Nola is 4-1-3.
Man.
He has good numbers against the Mets in his career, 3.67 ERA on the road, a 3.6 FIP, 11 Ks per nine against this team. The Mets are 13-17-9 in the first five. How about what Shota Imanaga did again yesterday for the Cubs?
Yep, solid.
And against Lopez, by the way, who's been really good for Atlanta. But that was another, first five under came in yet again for Shota. And his numbers now on the year are just... remember that stretch that Arrieta had in the second half of the season when he won the Cy Young?
Yes.
It's like every game, 8 innings, 12 strikeouts, no runs, 2 hits. I mean, it was like this. Shota doesn't have the Ks, but the overall other numbers are pretty much right there with him. And that was one of the best runs I can recall out of Jake Arrieta that year. He was unreal every game down the stretch. Rockies tonight, it's Quantrill versus Cease. Cease is 5-2-1 to the first five. Now he's 4-4 to his K prop, meaning over or under. Last two starts, he's had 12-8. The Rockies are 10-23-7 in the first five. They have a 26.3% K rate. This is going into last night. Second most in Major League Baseball. When you break it down from there, the number goes up to almost 28% versus righties on the road, and that's the highest in all of Major League Baseball. Cease's K prop, though, tonight, of course, bumped up to 8.5. I was really hoping it would still be 7.5 to go over 8.5. You could easily have 10, but betting over 8.5 is something that I don't really like to do. And Chris Sale goes tonight.
Yep.
How good has this guy been?
Hell of a year.
And in the first five, he is 6-1. He's also 6-1 over his K prop. He had 10 and 9 Ks in his last two starts, and he gets the Cubs. But Jameson Taillon also has been pretty good for Chicago so far this year.
Touche. I got a couple for you. You know the Twins have won 17 to 20?
Oh, they're red hot.
Yep, but guess who comes to town? Yankees. And it hasn't worked every year, but they have owned them for 20 years. 20-plus years, the Yankees have owned the Twins. Owned them. And the Twins couldn't even get a game off them in the playoffs. Almost every year they swept them. So Paddock against Rodon. I trust the Yankees' bats here, even though Minnesota's red hot. But I'm not a Paddock fan.
Well, and by the way, I like to... When guys have really, really good games, Paddock had 10 strikeouts his last game against Seattle. This is not the Mariners' lineup. They lead the league in strikeouts.
And why is Williams so cheap? Williams going for the Nats. 4-0 with a 1.96 and a 1.06 whip.
That was my first initial...
Yep.
That was my initial reaction on Sunday night looking at the overnights. The game was postponed yesterday.
Yeah.
But he's been very good first five. Don't forget, though, White Sox, 10-1-1, last 12 home games in the first five. Can you believe that?
No. That is sick. That's a doubleheader, too.
But I do okay. I do think the number overall, Nationals and A's kind of sneaky good. A's got pounded last night, but.
No doubt sneaky good.
Yeah,
now, how about the Reds? They've lost 9 of 10.
Yeah.
They've been atrocious.
Major problems going on there.
Yeah.
And Sonny Gray goes tonight. Bad yes. start his last game,
mm-hmm.
but 4-1-1 in the first five and 5-1 over on his K-prop tonight against the Angels. Doug Kazarian on the show next. We'll talk NBA, WNBA, which he loves, and Doug's criticism of the gambling space next here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed, like I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.